I'm Kate Lawler.
And I'm Bodge.
And we're the hosts of Maybe Baby, the podcast for the parentally undecided, speaking to the likes of Alison Hammond, Russell Kane and Jenny Eclair to give us their unfiltered view.
This week's podcast is brought to you by Aviva Life Insurance.
The fact is, if you're a parent, life insurance gives you that peace of mind at the time it's needed most. A quote could be done online in minutes and costs start at just £5 per month.
To find out more, head to aviva.co.uk.
T's and C's apply and there is no cash in value at any time.
Hello, this is Stephen Fry. My new series, Seven Deadly Sins, takes each of those banana skins in turn, laying them out on the surgical table and poking, prodding, prying and provoking in an attempt to anatomise and understand them. It's brought to you in association with our esteemed friends at The Economist. Did you know that the human eye is now being used as a window through which to detect signals about the health of other organs? If you find your brain bubbling with curious questions, you might enjoy scouring The Economist for stories like this. It's the smart guide to the forces shaping your world, and you can request a free copy today by texting FRY to 78070.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, the Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels! Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee. It's Richie D.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Ashley Schiavone. She don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Lisa Wallet. Now that's what I call wallentainment.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We like her more than a smidge, it's Kelly Cartledge.
Better than Taboo. It's Annie and Julie. Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Somebody get us 10 cc. Of Betsy MD. Nancy Cease and Desisto. We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. It's me, Ronnie. I'm from Rose Pricks, which is a bachelor roast podcast. And as usual, here I am with my little bestie of the westie, Mr. Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island on YouTube. Hi, Ben.
Hey, what's going on, Ronnie?
Sup, Brazzy.
Sup, bra. You excited for the weekend coming up?
I sure am. I'm going to have some great times. Going to be doing a lot of new recipes. I'm going to be looking over stuff. I'm going to be
jealous.
Writing down stuff that I normally make, but I never have a recipe, so I can't tell anybody how to make them. So I can tell you how to make stuff that I like.
Nice.
And yeah, it's going to be exciting old lady times over here. And then next week, we are going to be going to some pretty fun places. We're going to be going to Lawrence fucking Kansas to recap Real Housewives of New Jersey. And then the next night, we're going to be in Omaha, Nebraska, recapping Summer House. So if you need tickets, go get them. In a few months, we're going to be in Charleston. And we're going to be recapping Real Housewives of New York, the premiere episode. So go get your tickets for that. That's a big theater. And then we're also, our other big ones are Boston and Louisville. And then we've got a bunch of...
Boston and I mean Louisville is big, but Boston.
Oh,
and
Louisville.
DC are,
sorry, yeah, Boston, are, and DC.
Yeah,
and San Francisco. We've got a ton of shows coming up, so go look online at watchwhatcrappens.com. Check out Watch What Crappens on Demand on our Patreon. We do a video every week. Sometimes too, if we're really feeling like we've got the time. And this week we did Vanderpump Rules and we did Real Housewives of New York City trailer on video. Also, it's where you get our bonus episodes. Those have been really fun lately. So go check all that out at our Patreon. You can find the link at watchwhatcrappens.com.
And yeah,
today it's gonna be great. Is Real Housewives of Summer House.
Oh my God, this show has me cracking up. I mean, I always say that. What can I say? I'm an apologist, but it really, really does have me cracking up. I was laughing so hard.
Yeah, it's a funny show. Oh my gosh. So ridiculous, especially as they get older. You know, I know it's only season 4, but Carl hanging out with the young people, Carl and Lindsay hanging out with the young people while Amanda and Kyle were gone. Lol.
I know. Major lol. And you can, and the disdain that Lindsay has for the young girls in the house. Oh my God. I love when it bubbles out as it does in this episode.
Yeah,
briefly.
She can't hide it. Oh, so good.
So the episode opens up sort of, I didn't realize that last week was a cliffhanger, but apparently it was. And so we're back to dinner in the Hamptons and Carl has pulled Lindsay aside to have a conversation and to profess his emotions with her or for her. And he's like, I love you. You're amazing. And I realize that you're a special person and we had an amazing time. So fingers to that. You know what I'm saying?
And then back at the table, everyone else is like, what is going on over there? And Amanda's like, how many jokes can we make about them finger banging guys?
Hubhouse, I want to be in your life as best as I can. And that's it. We're not worrying about anyone else. We're best friends. We're good. Everything's good. I just want to wrap all my fingers and hairs around you. That's what I want, Hubhouse.
I know Carl likes me. And honestly, I like him too. But he's my best friend, so if it doesn't work out, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Ain't gonna alter friendship forever, and like, I don't know what to do. It's like, Lindsay, you have altered so many friendships forever. Why stop now?
Yeah. So they go back home, and some people go to bed, and Luke is talking to Hannah and Jules in the kitchen. And Hannah's like, if you play your fucking guitar at 2 a.m., I'm going to break your fucking guitar, okay?
Yeah.
Here's your warning. And he's like,
yeah,
if it gets you into my room, I'll do it, little lady.
She's like, sorry, I'm taken by tennis. So Luke is like, oh, yeah, you're taken? Oh, he's going to be so jealous. And Jules is sitting there and she goes, of what? You know, he's going to be jealous of me. Literally jealous of what? Of what?
I'm going to be tired. You know what? I'm going to finish this and start playing the guitar. I think that's the only nice way to end this.
You know what, Jules? Why don't you just write it down and just think about it overnight, and then you'll see what he'll be jealous of.
So then Luke grabs his guitar and he starts just walking around his room singing like terrible songs. And Hannah can hear him in her room and she tells Paige, she goes, nothing turns me off more than playing the guitar and singing at the same time.
Oh my God. So true.
How much music history did she just diss? It's like,
I know. But I think she really is specifically talking about in the form that Luke is doing it. Not necessarily not in the Bob Dylan form, but like someone who has decided to become a busker late at night in a shared space.
Yes. Yeah. He's that guy at the party who whips out the guitar and is like, hey, I'm going to sing some songs. And they know like two chords.
Yeah. It's like that guy from Animal House. He sits on the stairs and then they like come and like destroy the guitar. So then Carl and Lindsay come back to the house and Carl is now doing this angle where he's just this sweet guy. And he's like, you know, I think that like with Lindsay, I'm just like really afraid of rejection. Like I really don't want to have rejection. Carl, we've seen you make out with pieces of driftwood. Okay. You are not afraid of rejection. Okay. Nothing has ever stopped you before. Stop trying to play us.
Also, why just stop looking for jobs altogether? So it's working out. So then Amanda and Kyle are in bed, and Amanda's like, did you fart, Kyle? Oh my God. Did you like poop yourself? That's bad. That is bad, Kyle.
Amanda. She's like, oh, and you have your shoes on? Take your shoes off.
I forgot that that's a thing that Kyle does, which is that he crawls onto beds with his shoes on. For shame, Kyle. For
he's
shame.
He's always wasted. He's always so fucking wasted. He just falls asleep wherever he is. You know, it's like we were talking about New Orleans. The driver in New Orleans is like, here, you just get so drunk, you wake up wherever you were the drunkest, you know?
Yeah.
Like, don't worry about it. You don't even need a hotel here. That's Kyle.
Yeah. So now it's the next morning, and Jules is up, and she's made bacon for everyone. And Hannah's like with Paige, and they're talking and saying how basically Luke wants to hump her leg and everything. And she's like, I think that Luke is basically a test for me. He's like this 6'2", gorgeous, gorgeous, non-ratchet test, you know, because like Armand is 5'11", which is like so off-brand for me. But he makes my heart warm. I mean, as warm as someone who is 5'11" could warm my heart. Okay, Luke, I want you. I want you, Luke.
And cut to Jules in the kitchen being too flirty with Luke. It's so uncomfortable. Not too flirty. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's just flirting, but it's just awkward because he obviously likes Hannah. And she's like, everyone's in a good mood when bacon's involved. He's just like ignoring her.
Yeah.
Awkward. So the Trixie Monocle song for the next scene is, hey cutie, hey cutie, wanna be my boyfriend?
Terrible way to hit on someone, by the way. Terrible way. Hey cutie, wanna be my boyfriend? So Carl, and then it, like, then we see Carl and Lindsay playing soccer out in the backyard. And so, like, Carl, like, Lindsay has the soccer ball by her feet. And Carl goes, yeah, give it a good kick there, puppy duck. I think he calls her puppy duck. Does he call her puppy duck? Yeah, give it a good kick there. Yeah, yeah. Put your foot weight on the ball. Yeah, bro. And then she kicks it and he goes, whoa, nice work.
Then on the tennis court, Luke is playing with Hannah. And he's like, well, I'm colorblind. That's why I didn't get that one. I couldn't tell it was out. And she's like, do you know what the color of my eyes are? He's like, I haven't been that close to you yet. Puppy duck. The fuck's the puppy duck, idiot?
Did you call Hannah puppy duck also? Because I'm sort of the puppy duck here, so.
So, I'm sorry. I'm trying to drink this smoothie I made, okay? I'm on a smoothie kick.
It's okay. I'll just talk about the puppy duck.
I forgot to put bananas in it. And it's really amazing how much bananas can do for a smoothie, because without bananas, it's just broccoli and spinach. And it's not working out. It's like really hard to drink.
You must have really given that banana a fear of rejection, didn't you?
Yeah, I literally rejected the banana. That banana's fears all came true. I just forgot about it.
Meanwhile, speaking about rejected bananas, we have Paige who's sitting there on the side, and she's like, I am like dead. This weekend has killed me. I mean, you know how hard it is to go to dinner and then come back from dinner? And then get into a bed. I'm dead. Dead.
And Paige is like, I love your hair, Jules. And Jules is like, oh my God, getting a compliment from Paige, it means a lot. Like, she's honestly perfect.
Yeah. And then she talks about growing up in Cincinnati as a Jordanian and how she couldn't have sleepovers because her parents just didn't get it, which I love the idea of, like, her parents, like, sleepover. Why? No. Why do you want people to sleep over? What is this ridiculous thing? You know, I just love...
Yeah, like, why in the world like, would you do that?
Why? Why would I want to have more children in my house right now?
I just like that it's Jules' big trauma moment where you have to, like, say what hurt you as a child, which they have on every reality show. But it's segued into by Paige going, is it hard having curly hair?
so many hurdles to...
This show. So the gang is in the pool, and Carl's like, hey guys, found Hannah's pussy. And it's like a big kitty cat floaty thing.
Oh, Carl, but Carl did not put his finger in it. So Kyle is like, just as a reminder, Amanda and I are going to a wedding next weekend, so we won't be at the house. And like everyone's just like cheering and running victory laps around the pool, doing cannonballs.
Yeah, mom and dad are gone. And he's like, yeah, and I think that you guys will quickly see how much we do around here. And Amanda says, I only cook sometimes. I'm not really a good cleaner. And he says, yeah, I found that out living with her. And then everybody just is really quiet looking at them like, awesome. You guys are doing great. It's totally going to work out forever, ever.
Hashtag up the duck. So now it's packing. And Kyle once again is like, your stuff is everywhere, Amanda. And then Trixie, Monocle. You know, one thing I really appreciate about this show, I love that this show has such a small budget that they just have to recycle the same Trixie songs week after week after week. Every other show on Bravo goes through her whole catalog. But this show, she gets three and they just put them in different parts of the episode because we had the same thing that we had last week, which is, this could be something special, I know you feel it now, I know you feel it now.
And it's a podcast scene. Hannah's doing her podcast and Armand comes in, her boy toy, if you will. And she's like, what's up? You look like you beat a kid up at summer camp and stole his shirt. He's like, oh yeah? Is that what I look like? Oh, actually, he talks like this. He's like, oh yeah? Is that what I look like?
He went into the witness protection program, you mean?
Yeah. He's like, oh, well, I brought you some coffee, so how about some coffee? Would you like some coffee right now?
I did not commit his voice to memory because I was like, he's going to be gone in 2 seconds anyway.
I wrote deep Muppet voice.
And then I remembered what it was like.
I wrote down alternate Logan because he sort of looked to me like a straight version of gay Logan. Well, I guess they're both gay, but the Logan from Vanderpump Rules, who was best friends with James a few seasons ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just an observation.
Paige is on a date. Well, she's at home. She's hanging out at home with her boyfriend, Perry.
Yeah.
And she's doing selfies, which I'm sure, you know, your boyfriend who's 10 years older than you loves. Loves when you just do Instagram all day. So she's in her selfie cam and she's like, I cooked dinner, but just in case it didn't work out, Perry brought dinner. Help me.
Yeah. I hope this wasn't Paige's apartment because I, much like Jules, think Paige is pretty much perfect. And then this apartment had one of those giant Home Good clocks in it, you know, where it looks like it's been ripped off the side of Big Ben. Like a super ornate, oversized clock. It was on the wall. I was like, Paige, please tell me this is not your clock. Please, please. This does not work. This does not work with me and my vision of you.
Yeah, I have one of those in the garage, and every time I come home, I'm like, ugh. Get rid of ben it. I resent that. It. I feel resentful every time I come home.
It's like, I mean, there is something about Home Goods, and IKEA has them too, that they just love these just huge clocks. Like this is the sort of thing that like it's like a Back to the Future size thing, right, where there should be a nutty professor dangling off one of the arms trying to hook a cable into another cable. It's just too big and too ornate.
So Paige is in her clock house. Like, she's in her giant clock house. Yeah, I don't really have tons of clock conversation rolling off my tongue. So Paige is still in her giant clock apartment and she's like, oh my god, yeah, so you got takeout. And oh my gosh, what is in these? What's in here? What's in here, Perry? Are those flowers? She's doing it all for the camera. And he's like, it's for you. Like, he seems like, get me the fuck off your Instagram.
Yeah.
Please.
By the way, it sounds like Perry is younger than both of us, but you're making him sound like he's Bernie Sanders.
Because that's how it seems, you know, with her.
Yeah.
The older guys with younger girls, it's not like that great of a difference on this show. Like, Kyle is with Amanda. What are they? Are they 10 years apart or more? I don't know.
Like probably, I think 7 or 8.
But it's funny because he's always walking around cleaning and then he's like packing all of their stuff and Amanda's just laying there on her cell phone, like swiping, you know, like scrolling through something. It's like, that's what you get, you know? I'm glad you get to tell all your bros that you're banging a young chick, but this is what it is, okay? It's selfies and fucking swiping on your phone. Or like dating me, basically.
Yeah,
I
was about to say, that also it also applies to young bros, too. So, and us. But Kyle, then speaking of which, we then go to Kyle and Amanda's apartment, which we get another Trixie Monocle segue with the classic song that goes, ooh, whoa, ooh, whoa, whoa, la, 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 ooh, ooh, oh, oh, la, la.
That's my favorite one.
It's great. It's really just about the feeling.
So Kyle's working from home as usual, and one of the rooms is a mess. Do they have different rooms?
Oh, I think there's a bedroom and a bedroom and a living room.
I want two rooms if I'm ever with somebody. There's no way I'm living in a one, okay? I need a two. You need somewhere to go hide.
New York City.
Yeah. So, but he's loaded. And he's driving.
Well, his little office is part of the living room. It's like he has a standing desk area, and then behind that is like a, I think there may have been a table or there may have been something, and then it was the couches. It was, by the way, a beautiful apartment.
Yeah, so he's talking about how, yeah, I've taken this idea of Loverboy sparkling tea into an actual product. And so he's like, business on the phone. They're talking about the website, and Kyle's like, well, you know, I'm on top of Amanda about it, but apparently she's not going to do anything, so how great. So Amanda comes in, and she's like, hi, and just, like, lies down and starts swiping on her phone.
Yeah, Kyle's like, Amanda, did you have a good day at least? She goes, it was just long. Okay, are you hungry? There's leftover pizza, and there's a, well, I guess I ate my chicken. So
yeah, she's like, I don't even care, Kyle. Trying to watch OC, Kyle.
I know. I mean, we really have to address the fact that this was one of the most meta moments in all of Bravo history. Amanda was watching Real Housewives of Orange County reunion from several seasons ago because it was Tamara and then Lizzie on the screen.
Yeah, it's just one of those days you've had a long day and you just turn on Bravo when you get home and you just watch whatever the fuck is on, you know?
There were a few too many Orange County references in this episode to make me feel like anything was going to end up well for these couples, because you had Kyle and Amanda watching Tamara on TV, and then later on you have Carl and Lindsay calling themselves the Tres Amigas with Danielle. I was like, these are omens, people. You're embracing them, but these are omens.
Then you have Carl, who needs to get a job.
Get a job.
So they're basically fighting because
Carl was
she's
lying there with sushi on his chest.
Yeah. So they're fighting because she doesn't want to do anything because she's tired and she's got a lot to do. And she's like, I'm not you, Kyle. All right. And I'm like, just work all day, Kyle. God. And he's like, well, what about when we have a family? Because, like, how do people balance, like, having kids and having a full-time job? She's like, I'm not going to have a full-time job when I have babies, so.
Yeah. It's also a good question to ask yourself, Kyle, because when you have a family and you're getting wasted on the weekends, because that's the only time you let yourself, like, let the steam off, also not a great look for when you have kids. So I think time management is going to be an issue for both of them going forward.
Yeah, and so she's just dragging her feet on the wedding and stuff, and he's like, God, I just don't feel like we're in this together. So then,
if you don't know about me, well, I'm about to show ya. I'm about to show ya. Lindsay, I feel like last night I did the pillow status report.
Yeah, I was like, I rewound it 5 times because I really was not sure what Lindsay and her new assistant, Victoria, were talking about, because I wrote down, I need a night pillow status report. And then Victoria goes, and the lark tail.
That's what I wrote down, too. And the lark tail. So we both heard that.
I was like, what are the, at first I thought she said the LARP tail. I was like, oh, are they doing something with LARPs? But then it was like the lark tail. Basically, they were just saying gibberish. Like, yeah. Okay, we just shoot a scene. So let's pretend we have clients. Just use any words that come out of your mouth. Okay. I need my fork pizza contract ready. Okay. Giblet stapler.
This classic Lindsay.
I got the taco contract.
Night pillow status report.
Yeah. I filed the night pillow status report. That's what I wrote. And the lark tail.
The lark tail.
And we need Craig to post on Insta. So she's like,
this house here, the hub house has really grown. I signed a lease on an office, and we went from more regional to national, because that's where the money's at.
And she FaceTimes Aunt Rhonda, and she's like,
I cannot even explain to you what happened with Loving On.
Like, literally nothing happened. By the way, it does not instill me with a huge amount of confidence if my PR lady is, like, taking time out of her day, out of, like, servicing my account, to call her aunt up to say that she got fingered.
Yeah. And Aunt Rhonda's like, secretly, I've always wanted to see you together.
Yeah. I've always wanted to see what sort of train wreck that would be. It just fills my heart.
Yeah.
And Lindsay's like, well, I'm not getting any younger, and I want to, like, totally get married right now, because, like, I'm the end game girl.
Yeah. You are? What the hell?
What? Okay.
So then we get to see Luke coaching hockey to little kids, and it's so cute.
It is so cute. He is so hot. I can't deal. But it's also, like, such a strange little, like, tiny cubbyhole of a gym. It was, like, tiny house gym edition.
Yeah, and there's like two kids in there. He's like, yeah, hit it in the center. Hit it in the center. You got it, kid. Now get your little tushy down there. Got it. Nailed it, kid.
You know, in Minnesota, hockey is life. And, you know, we had hard times in Minnesota. There'd be times when it'd be minus 40 degrees out and we had no heat. And then Dad went to jail. And sometimes we'd just be eating sardines late at night and making snow sculptures out of snow that fell through the window. You know.
You know, everywhere you go, you're afraid that the ice is going to break and you're just going to fall in. It was a very scary time. I was real good at hockey, good enough to play in college, but then I had a head injury. So then I was approached by Josh Hartnett's manager.
Well,
it's like, what?
Well, I was talking with Ethan Embry's hairstylist, and Josh Hartnett's manager walked in, and Jennifer Love Hewitt's pedicurist was there and said, hey, this is someone you need to know. So we started talking.
Yeah, when Rue McClanahan's cake baker said.
So I was teaching Wesley from Mr. Belvedere how to play hockey, and the craziest thing happened the other day.
I just like that Josh Hartnett's manager is like lost in the snow somewhere, you know, and finds this little kid.
Well, you know, it was either going to modeling or hang out with my best friend, who incidentally is a moose. So I thought, you know, the conversation might be better in New York City.
He'd love to do northern exposure, whatever. I was happy for him.
Which is funny because Dana Delaney's therapist was saying, I think I need to get into that head of yours, you know?
Which was funny because we always said, Dana Delaney, she ain't got nothing in the brainy. It's crazy how life works, right? So that's how I became a model hockey coach.
Hey, remember Kathy Dennis who sang that song about too many walls? Turns out she has a private chef who's wonderful.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's.
Immediately, obviously, post heart attack, it was like, I'm really not ready for any kind of sexual activity. But we did other things, you know.
Scrabble.
I had the pleasure of speaking to three fabulous ladies about what life is really like after a life-changing event like a heart attack. We talk spirituality, relationships, mental health, and Scrabble. Join me, Lucy Mangan, for the Ticker Tapes from the British Heart Foundation. Available now on your favourite podcast platform.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
Hey guys, it's Murad Murali, the pop culture YouTuber, and welcome to my podcast, hashtag I'm Over It, where we talk all things from trending topics, current affairs, and have important discussions. Talking everything Love Island to the latest entertainment news, keeping you guys in the loop with everything going on. You can listen to my podcast on Apple, Spotify, and via the Acast app, or wherever you guys are listening to your podcasts. Click that button and subscribe. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Murad_Morali and enjoy the rest of your day.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Commercial.
We're coming now. We're coming now. We're coming now.
So Lindsay is picking up Carl and Danielle to go back. And they're like, Tres Amigos!
I know. Because this is Danielle's big return to Summer House. And you know what's crazy, Ronnie? I was like oddly happy to see her. Who would have thought? I had nothing wrong. There was never anything that she was always very like so super nice. But she was just never quite. It always felt like she was not cut out for the show. And then when I saw her, I was like, I am oddly happy to see Danielle right now.
I know. I felt the same way. I was like, hey, girl. So she comes and they haven't told her.
Hey, girl.
They haven't told her that they're banging yet, or finger banging at least. So she's like, are you guys pumped? I don't have my laptop this weekend. And Carl's like, oh, so you're going to let loose this weekend? And she goes, looser. It's so funny because that's always been her thing, you know. I'm only in it for the D. We're going to party. Got to do my homework. Got to do a spreadsheet. Got to do a spreadsheet.
I was just happy she didn't have to take the LIRR in. You know, she's always getting off a train. Like, when is Danielle getting here? It's 9:30 p.m. Hey, guys, there was an incident on the train.
I know, coming to also, dinner like halfway through. Like, oh, I'm here, everybody.
I also really loved when Carl said Tres Amigas, because when they're like, Tres Amigas, and he's like, Tres Amigas are back.
So Danielle's like, tell me everything, want to hear everything, tell me about the D. And she's like, and they're both really obviously guilty of something, you know?
Yeah. And like, so where to start? We went to the beach. We had a pretty nice day. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah. So, what do you say, Lindsay?
She's like, it was fun. Like, what has happened? I have to tell Danielle what has happened.
Night pillow.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. It wasn't a real cough. It was a fake cough. Dom just came in with a glass of water for me. I knew he was going to do that, too. I knew
that's
it.
That's so like, oh. Sweet. That is why people fake illnesses, you know? That's yep. That's the basis of that whole movie, Mommy, Dead, and Dearest. You know, you get a glass of water. All you want is a casserole at the end of the day.
To be fair, it was a very convincing and very loud cough. Yeah. Because actually, as soon as I did it, I suddenly
true.
Heard.
Yeah, it was some
I
acting.
Heard footsteps. I heard footsteps, and I was like, oh, he's getting me water. How do I break it to him? Wow. It was just like, you know, it's just like a tornado of fun when we get together and he brings me water when I fake off.
Yeah, because those three are best friends now, Lindsay, Carl, and Danielle. So they're like, how do we tell the Tres Amiga? So then we go over to Paige, Hannah, and Luke.
How do we tell the Tres Amigas? So funny.
Paige, Hannah, and Luke arrive at the house, and Luke's like, oh gosh, Way's made the biggest bag out of all of them. And Hannah's like, why are you so big, Luke? Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. I brought hockey sticks again by accident. That explains it. So then they're all making cocktails. And then Hannah tells Paige, oh, Luke DM'd me on Sunday and he wrote, miss me yet? Oh, that is like the hottest shit of all time. If Luke ever DM'd and said, like, miss me yet? Whoo. That is hot.
I know. I'd be on the ground, like sobbing. I'd be like, I don't deserve this.
I know.
And guess what? I don't. So Paige
I would
is,
probably like run up to him with a thing of ketchup and just squirt him and just be like, just ruin his shirt so that he would stop liking me.
I know. I'd be like, no one loves you. Your parents hated you. Like ruin their
hate
life.
Me.
Yeah.
Hate me.
I do not deserve this.
No, your vulnerability is what makes you sexier. No!
I'm a cutter. That's hot. Oh, God. I'm a binge eater. Love food. Oh, my God.
You know, Janine Turner, wow, she once tried to bash me over the head. I had never had such a big erection before.
I didn't really understand love until it was explained to me by Turtle from Entourage's manager.
You know, have you ever spent a quiet night alone with Dinah Manoff's accountant?
So then over at over with who am I thinking of? Danielle. Sorry.
Danielle,
I'm not
Carl.
Used to seeing her anymore.
I know, I'm delirious now. Like we have like I've been activated and now I like can't even see straight in our recap. Like I literally cannot stop laughing.
It is definitely the end of the school week, you know, where we're like, we're off after this. What are you gonna do?
I know. I'm like writing like have a great summer in Ronnie's yearbook right now mentally.
Yeah, I'm like taking a red pen and like Xing out all the faces of the people who were at the prom.
Anyway, you were saying the Tres Amigas arrive.
Yeah, so they come back and Jules, I just think this is the funniest way for Jules to meet Danielle. Jules comes in carrying paper towels that were just delivered. It's like huge, like 18 rolls of paper towels. And it's Danielle standing there. She's like, oh, hi, nice to meet you. I don't know why I thought that was so funny. It's just like poor Danielle. It's like all she wants is a party edit. But every time we see her, it's like, I've got to do work. And now it's like, well, those are great at cleaning up a spill.
Hey, Jules, Are those Selectisize? I really like the customability that they give you. They wipe up messes, small and large.
So then Paige... Jules is complimenting Paige, as usual. And then Paige goes, wait, your hair is phenomenal. Oh, no, she says that to Danielle, I guess, because they're all seeing Danielle.
She says it to Danielle. Yeah. Paige says that to Danielle. But you know that Jules is sitting there like,
how dare she?
My hair was...
She knows that I have curly hair under all this. She knows.
She knows. She knows the effort I went through to straighten my hair today. And here I am holding her Selectisize paper towels.
Yeah.
It's a great concept.
Oh, they joke about throwing a watermelon. Then we get a clip of watermelon being thrown. Yes. And then Hannah goes, yeah, just throw it at Paige because she's never dropped a thing and anything in her life. Her fingers are fucking long. Look at those things.
Yeah. And Jules goes, your hands are actually beautiful. I'm so serious.
She's trying to fit in a little too hard.
Lindsay hates that. Like, what about my hands? My hands are long. And if we're talking about anyone who has long fingers, I think we know this girl.
So then in Amanda and Kyle's car, they're driving to the wedding. They're driving to lunch with the parents. And Amanda's like,
I'm so excited to not be in the Hamptons, Kyle. Are you excited to see my family or are you nervous?
Yeah.
Kyle. God.
I love that Amanda is like, because she literally says she's happy to be in the Hamptons and taking a break. Girl, you were there for one weekend. You're taking... What? Yeah. You'd rather be driving to New Jersey to see your parents than to go to the Hamptons and drink and have fun?
Yeah. So Kyle is like, well, you know, your family has been very nice to me, all things considered. And he's like, yeah, I'm finally earning my way back into their hearts, but now we have other issues, like unmade beds.
Yeah. Boxes.
Yeah.
So then back in the Hamptons, Lindsay and Danielle are talking, and she's like, so Bailey, Carl, so we, like, okay, so all right, and like, so like, he might like, like night pillows and like larks, like,
wait a minute, okay, I heard you. So Carl finger banged you without even kissing you? Are you into Carl? What the hell?
And Danielle just laughs in Lindsay's face, and not like the fake laugh that she does, like, get in the D. It was like, you are a fucking idiot. Oh my God, this is hilarious. I can't wait to get on my laptop and tell, damn it, I don't have my laptop.
Yeah. And Lindsay's like, well, I had to process it. And like, I'm not like the girl who's going to make out with you all summer, and then that's it.
Yeah.
I'm like,
just her microaggression against Paige.
Yes. And yes, you are.
I mean, you are 100%
who you think
girl.
You're kidding. Yeah. But also, and while we're speaking of laughs, I have to mention my favorite thing about Luke, his laugh. It's so funny.
Like, yeah, they showed it a lot.
Have you noticed it? We didn't talk about it last week. He goes, ha, ha, ha.
Oh, I didn't commit it to memory, but I know there was one scene where they cut to it three times in a row.
Because it's like a cartoon. It's like if you're reading like the funny papers. It's like written ha 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 above his head.
Ha, well, ha.
I'll tell you who was the funniest person ever. It was Jasmine Guy's shoe salesman. She got custom shoes from a cobbler, and I met him, and he was hilarious.
Oh, God. So they talk about dating Carl, basically, and who knows? Yeah. Like, this storyline is so silly. Like, oh my Danielle's- God, like, are we friends or are we dating? Like, I seriously don't know. Because Carl comes in and Lindsay's like,
I updated her on the news.
Well, he doesn't just come in, Ronnie. He announces himself. He goes, Hubhouse, you have an Amazon Prime. I sure hope it's a Selectisize paper towel because those are an amazing innovation.
They're acting very, very young. Like,
now she knows the news.
He's like, yeah. Oh, I don't even know where we stand. I'm like in no man's land. Are we friends? Are we dating? It's incredibly stressful.
This is almost as stressful as a job interview. Thank God I haven't had to do one of those lately.
So then Hannah and Paige are talking, and Hannah's like, What are they talking about? I don't
know. They're changing for dinner. Everyone's changing for dinner, and Hannah goes, "Luke, change your outfit. You look like shit." Okay, I can do that. So, how was Paige's week? I guess someone asks her how Paige's week was, and she's like, "My week was actually really good. Perry asked me to open a cabinet, and there was like a box inside, and then I had like heart palpitations, and inside was like a Cartier love ring, and it's just like I have a ring now." So. Yeah. Anyway, it's not like an engagement ring, but, you know, yeah, it's close.
It's one of three. He told me it's one of three. Like, it's a huge thing. Like, this is a love ring, and then after this comes the engagement ring, and then comes the wedding ring. So.
And Hannah goes, "That's almost as pretty as mine. Mine's from Forever 21. Oh, my God. Paige, the fact that you have a Cartier ring on is amazing, because your hands, if I haven't said it already, are actually beautiful. I'm so serious. I'm so serious. Remember, I said this. Thank you.
So then Kyle and Amanda get to lunch as I try and down.
They're at dinner. Yeah, they're at dinner.
Just terrible broccoli liquefied. Who would do this to themselves?
Why are you still drinking that? Save it for later.
I'm not going to waste the broccoli. I made it through. I've got like half an inch just left. Just
put it to the side and then add the banana in after the show. It's very savable. Did you just chug your weird broccoli puree?
Mm-hmm. Almost choked to death, but I can tell you this. My heart health is going to be amazing.
Well, it will be. I'm not going to take that away from you.
So they're at dinner with the parents, right? And Amanda's like, "Oh my God, I can't believe people get ready to throw a wedding so quickly, Kyle."
Yeah. Yeah, because there's like Kyle is... He's like, "Well, Amanda, I can help with the planning. I mean, like, you do the guacamole. I'll be Kyle, and I'll do, like, everything else." He's, like, going nuts about this wedding planning. If I were him, I'd be like, "Thank God, because that's more time I have to earn the money to pay for this damn wedding. Because you have a startup, okay? Like, like, you should be so lucky to not have the financial pressure of a wedding right now."
Well, she's flipped the script on him because he was worried that she wouldn't, you know, be into it. You know, now she's the one who doesn't want to get married to him, right? Because, like,
yeah,
she's seen him poop and stuff. And he's always, like, he's always making her clean.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So the parents come in. And they start asking questions about what's going on with the wedding. And basically, Amanda doesn't feel any urgency to get married at the moment. And then
Kyle immediately tattletales on her. He's like, "Well, actually, like, we're hitting walls. Like she won't make the bed. Like, nothing gets done. Like, absolutely nothing. It's a mess. There's boxes everywhere." And the dad just puts his head in his hands. Like, "Finally, someone else understands how difficult this is."
Kyle, part of moving in with people, part of that is boxes that never go away. Okay, I have a box. It's my box. I take full box responsibility. There's a box in my bedroom that has been there for 2.5 years that I have still not put away. And I don't want to put it away.
Well, I'm actually thankful for this couple, because it's showing you that it doesn't always have to be an affair that breaks you up. And it doesn't always have to be like some horrible, horrible thing.
It can be boxes.
Sometimes it is as simple with, "I'm a pig and you're not a pig. And, like, I don't like to clean, and you like to clean. I cannot be with you." The end.
Yeah.
Okay? You're just not... I don't know how many signs you guys need. Break the fuck up. You are not meant to be together.
Kyle goes, "I mean, I feel like I'm nagging." Because you are. You're actively nagging. You're nagging. And I get it, because you're a clean person, so this is driving you nuts.
Yeah.
But like Ronnie says, you either have to accept her for her boxes that are not being put away, or move on.
Or if you can drive a Ferrari... Whatever the fuck it is that you're driving. What is he driving?
It's probably a Lexus, because they're all driving Lexuses. It's a sporty car.
Yeah, it's very sporty, and he's like loaded.
Did you just take another slurp of your broccoli?
I did. I tried to finish.
Because I could hear the, like, you trying to, like, hold back some nausea while simultaneously trying to shame Kyle about his car. You're like, what sort of
the last
car
is done? Drive? Yeah. But yeah, if you have the money to do that, then hire a cleaning lady. Okay. Like, don't let it ruin your relationship. You're loaded. You shouldn't have to deal with these poor people problems. Okay. It's us that has to deal with shit like that. Okay.
Yes. So now we go back, to the Hamptons, and it's enough of a Trixie classic that I actually remember the tune to this one. Don't play by the rules. I always make them. Don't play by the rules.
I always make them. So here we are. The gang is having dinner. And Luke is like, are we gonna hit the hot tub later, Hannah? Huh? And so they start ordering, and it gets to Lindsay and she goes,
rice balls.
I know that too. I actually was so annoyed by it that I was like, I'm not gonna write this down. Cause I was like, I was like, you're probably trying to promote Julan again.
Rice balls.
That's an excellent selection, Lindsay. I really support it.
So then Hannah's like, what kind of grooming do you do as a male model, Luke? And he's like, nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Got and Carl
here down to my knees.
Carl loses his mind. He's like, no. Good God. Good God. You don't do any manscaping at all. I'm like, Carl, you are a Yeti. Okay. What are you talking about? Why are you shaming him?
Yeah. Luke has like zero body hair on him. Like it was frozen off as a child.
I know. He's got like a little goatee and that's about it. And Carl, who is like wearing a sweater at all times under his shirt, is like, I can't believe you don't manscape.
Yeah. You got to do it. I mean, like, don't you even shave in weird places? Like, listen, everybody. Today, I started shaving my ears.
Like, yeah, that's also age.
Which yeah. sucks. Also, yeah, never mind. I was going to say something about shaving ears, but no, I'm not going to. The point is that, and then Paige is like, I'm very happy with Perry's manscaping because everything is perfect. Perfect Perry. That's why I call him Perfect Perry. PP.
She's like, he's Persian, so he has a lot of upkeep, but I'm not joking or anything, so I'm good.
Well, that's good. So he's like, Hannah, are you an Armand official? I thought you were. I thought you were there. Like, when are you going to have a talk with Armand? Like, are you going to be initiated or his? What's his sign? What does he like to do? What's his favorite pasta dish? Can you tell me more? Tell me more. I want to know.
I have to break up somebody's, like, flirtation because that's what I do on this show, even if I'm pretending I'm happy with Lizzie right now.
Okay? Yeah. Danielle's like, why are you interrogating her? She's like, no, let's talk about your relationship. I mean, there's like a lot more going on with you and Armand than like me and Lindsay.
And Danielle's like, oh, so you and Lindsay are in a relationship now. It's like, no, I'm not.
So Hannah's like, wait, is there something going on between you or not? And Lindsay's like,
everybody's pressuring about us and already pressuring us enough, and we don't need this kind of pressure.
And then Jules goes, I think that you screaming is putting a lot more pressure on the whole situation.
Thank you, Jules.
Thank you. I know your hair is really curly.
How could you bring up my childhood trauma?
Yeah, she's like, you know, how about like no one has more questions about what's going on, and then we will tell you when we figured out ourselves.
And they're like, okay, like nobody cares, you guys. Literally, nobody literally cares. No one cares. I know that you do, but nobody cares.
So now it's like partying, and we get like cell phone footage because no places let them in. So we see the club, we see a crazy Uber, and then they're back at the house. And naturally, for some reason, Carl is shirtless in his pants, and Lindsay's wrapped around his waist, but then her head is down on the floor, and he's sort of like half bent over. They're just doing some sort of strange Cirque du Soleil / yoga shit in the living room.
Yeah,
pretty standard.
Yeah, pretty standard. So Hannah and Luke go to the hot tub together, and it's boring. What do you think about it?
Because he goes, oh, look at you. You're down and out in this bitch. She's like, down and out? She's like, yeah. Yeah. She's like, yeah, it's pretty warm in here. Not like Minnesota. He's like, yeah.
He's like, my intentions with Hannah aren't to ruin her relationship, but I'm smitten. So I'm just going to see where it goes. So then the next morning, Luke is in the kitchen and Jules comes in and he's like, what are you up to? And she's like,
my bunny is used to getting up at 6 a.m. So now it just like gets up.
And he goes, me too.
Yeah.
I was like, that's the sexiest talk. You know, Jules is like, wow, we totally bonded over what time we get up this morning.
There's this guy named Luke in my house and like, he's so into me right now. Also, Ronnie, we have to mention an incredible new character who joined Summer House this episode in this scene. You know, Potomac has a deer, has a little fawn that we cut away to. Summer House has introduced its animal mascot, a turkey vulture. Did you see the turkey vulture?
No, I didn't.
Because, like, before, when everyone was waking up, there was, like, all these, you know, it showed, like, all these panels. And then one panel had a turkey vulture sipping from the pool. And then it, like, and then it expanded, and there was a full-on shot of a turkey vulture. Not one of the prettiest birds.
No, so I'm looking up
God's
turkey
wonderful
vulture.
Array. It was a turkey
because
vulture.
Because I have vultures around here. Oh, so these actually have the face of a turkey, but they're vultures? That's weird. That's crazy.
I'm pretty sure it was a turkey vulture. It wasn't a real vulture. It wasn't like a full vulture. It was a turkey vulture.
I have vultures in my neighborhood. It's terrifying. And the first day, I was like, maybe I'm tripping. And then I've seen them a few times. And when they rip apart an animal, it is horrifying, okay? I've never seen anything like that. And I'm terrified that they're going to come get my dog. You know,
well, this was a turkey vulture, and I was like, what an appropriate animal to show up on this show. Like this scraggly strange hybrid bird that's come to sip water.
God, I'm looking at the images now. These are crazy birds. I can't believe I didn't get triggered by a vulture.
We had them growing up where I was. We had turkey vultures where I grew up. I think it was a turkey vulture. It may not have been. It may have just been a vulture. I'm pretty sure it was a turkey vulture.
Should I look it up?
Look it up and tell me if it's a turkey vulture, but I'm pretty sure it was.
Okay, so this is in the scene where they're having bacon. Oh my God, this could take a while.
Whatever it was, someone will tell us if we got the wrong. The point is, it was a crazy bird, and it was so appropriate. And while you're looking it up, I think we also forgot to mention, going back several scenes, when Lindsay was telling Danielle that she and Carl are like hooked up, and Danielle's like laughing at her. Lindsay gives her this look. And in such a genius shot, the cameraman like sort of pulls back and we see the zebra is next to Lindsay and they're both just the zebra is staring at the camera like, why am I here right now?
Why are you doing this to me? Okay. It is a turkey vulture.
I knew it.
Oh my God. That's terrifying.
It also, by the way, is the first turkey vulture to contract gonorrhea. So kind of in a medical, a big landmark case for ornithologists.
It is funny. It's like a shot. It's one of those shots of all the cameras in the house and it's everybody asleep. And then the turkey vulture in the bottom left corner camera.
Like truly like one of the ugliest animals caught in Bravo B-roll. And that includes everything we've seen on like Real Housewives of New Jersey. I mean, normally they show us the most adorable little critters. And here's just like a big old turkey vulture waddling up to the pool and being like, mama needs a sip.
So today is party day at Summer House. They're going to have a dad's away so the children will play party. And everybody's getting ready. And Hannah and Paige are talking about how Lindsay lost it last night. And she's like, last night she lost it because she doesn't know what their relationship is yet. Well, that's the beginning of every relationship, honey.
Honey. Yeah, and then we see a brief shot of Kyle and Amanda getting ready to go to their wedding. And he's like, Of course, Amanda's late. So I'm like, sounds like things are going great over there.
Yeah. And then Paige tells Jules, love that top. It's cute. And then we realize it's the same exact top. It's like slightly different from the one Paige just wore. And she's like,
I think imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. So if Jules wears something after I wear it, that's nice. Irritating, but nice.
It's kind of funny because Paige's whole get down is that she's like, I see an expensive outfit, and then I find a cheap way to do the same outfit. So I'm like, it's literally your, it's like everything you're saying, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. That's like literally what your whole shtick is.
Yep. So then they all leave because Hannah's going to play golf with Carl and Hotness, and then the girls are going to go have lunch.
Yeah, so they go to this lunch, and Lindsay has to order from like a, I'll have a green salad and like a bottle of rosé. Straight to the rosé. And Carl fingered me, and we don't know what it is yet. We don't know. So everyone, you know, I will tell you what it is when we know, sir. Did you get the rosé?
So they start asking Paige about her relationship. Jules does, and Paige's like, "Oh yeah, 3 months." And she's like, "Does it like freak you out that he got you such serious jewelry?" Paige is like, "No, because he's totally the one." And Lindsay's like, "So when you go home at night, you look at him and you just say, 'I'm throwing the towel in,' like that's him, throwing the towel in." Which that's not really what throwing the towel means.
I know that means like settling for some bullshit. That means like
I'm quitting baseball.
Yeah.
And she's like, yes, I'm totally marrying him. And they're like, why? And she's like, because his character is just like, he always like does the right thing. Like he's romantic and sane. So
I'm like, listen, Paige, have you seen Sleeping with the Enemy? Okay. Just look at your tuna cans. Okay. And let that tell you what's up.
Yeah. And then Danielle comes in doing Lindsay's dirty work as usual. It's like, can I be really honest? Like, when it comes to Perry, like, you always have an answer for it. So she's like, well, okay. what should I do?
So,
can I answer your questions? Like, what am I supposed to do?
Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, he's perfect, and he, unlike you, doesn't have to take the railroad in to the Hamptons. So.
So then Paige is like, Lindsay's like, are you like a morning person when you have sex? And she's like, ew, no, gross, ew, bad breath, no, bad breath on bad breath, no. And Jules goes, or you could just finger bang and not even kiss.
Oh. Oh, I was like, because it's sort of funny going into the episode. I was like, you know, I hope Jules makes a splash because she's been a little quiet so far. And when she did that, I was like, oh God, Lindsay is going to destroy her
good
later this
her
season.
Coming for Lindsay because Lindsay's just sitting there giving her everybody dirty looks. You know, as a single
she's girl. So mad. She's just so furious that Paige is so happy already.
Yeah,
she can't stand it.
Doesn't make sense. A guy being nice to a girl and a girl like falling in love with a guy. This is crazy. This just doesn't happen.
So then meanwhile, Hannah and Carl and Luke are at the driving range, and Hannah, like, Luke, he tries to hit the ball and he totally misses, and Hannah's like, are you mad that I'm better at you than at most sports? Which, I love the way that she jokes around with these guys, like, or her castmates. She is so funny.
And then Carl's like, what's the deal with you? So Luke, what's the deal with you and chicks? Which is such a Carl way to talk. What's the deal with
you
and chicks?
Are you seeing anyone? Which is but also his way of trying to undermine this flirtation.
Always. Because, he hates it. He hates that he's not the hot one in the house. It makes him fucking crazy.
Yeah, because at one point Hannah is like shaking her butt and Luke is like, ooh, I like your butt. And Carl goes, Armand likes her butt too, so.
Yeah, sorry, Carl. It doesn't work, okay?
Yeah.
It's not attractive. So Luke is like, oh, well, I was with a girl, but we broke up in March because she met Liza Minnelli's toe clipper. That was pretty amazing. couldn't really blame her there. That was hot. But, you know, I bought an engagement ring, bro. And Carl's like, what'd you do with it, bro? What'd you do with it?
Well, first I brought it to a brass shiner, the one that actually French Montana uses, and he made it look real shiny. And then I gave it to her, but you know, I gave so much of myself to her, and it was just never enough. Which, when people say that, I'm always like, like you were just a martyr to this relationship. What's really going on? So then he goes, you know, I wasn't perfect. And she'd get frustrated with me and then got physical with me. And it's hard to move on when you love someone that much. Like, I feel like I'm not getting the full story here.
Yeah, I do too. I feel like a male model in New York, you were sitting around her house playing video games all day. Stop lying.
Yeah.
She got physical when she threw a Nintendo Switch controller at your head.
I just got really good. I got really good at Super Smash Brothers, and I was trying to show her how to do the combos, and she wouldn't have it. She wanted more from me.
That's terrible.
Suddenly it's terrible, Ronnie.
No, I mean for both of us, that's terrible. For like physical violence, hilarious.
No, well, that part, I'm just.
No, not just you. Both of us. We're both terrible. So I'm not saying we shouldn't be terrible and that we're not going to be terrible. I'm saying that we are terrible. That's it. Okay?
Like, oh, well, that's a given.
Yeah. So Carl's like, well, there's a lot of pressure, like, our age. You know how it is, Luke. Like, there's a lot of pressure, 34, to be in a row.
Yeah, like, you know that feeling when you have to talk to someone about something really stressful and it gives you all those things, anxiety? I'm like, yeah, it's called anxiety.
Yeah, it's called having to tell your landlord that the rent is late. Just answer the door. Like, he's going to still stand there knocking, Carl.
You know that feeling when you want to take a girl on a date and she's like, just please don't take me for pancakes. And you're like, that's what I budgeted for. That's the feeling I'm having right now.
So everybody is getting ready for the party. I'm gonna make it to the top.
Classic. Another one from last week.
Yeah, and Lindsay's like putting on Tanner with an oven mitt. I've never seen it applied like that. Is that how you do it?
I didn't look at how she was doing it. I just know that she turned to Paige and Danielle, who were sort of right nearby, and she goes, "Don't you dare tell Carl I was tanning my legs." And Paige goes, Never.
It's weird that you care now. Oh.
So then the guests arrive, and Hannah gives a toast.
There's a lot of things. We hear a lot of Carl saying things like, "Hey, I know you. Hi. Hey, Carl 4.0. How's it going? Wait, I know you, brah. Hey, hi. Hey. I know you."
And then Hannah gives a speech. She's like, "I want to pour one out for Kyle and Amanda, who have to be at a wedding, even though theirs is a disaster and they're totally not getting married, idiots."
And then it cuts to a hotel where Kyle is clearly wasted, and he's in one of those like luggage car things that bellhops have. And he's like, "Wow."
And you just hear Amanda going, "Stop it, Kyle. Kyle.
You just see her grabbing a box and putting all those like hotel brochures inside it. "This one's going in the bedroom. It's staying there for 6 months now." For punishment. Just making a box and putting it in the bedroom.
So Hannah is talking to Danielle, and she's like, "How's brunch? Anybody talk shit about me?" And Danielle tells her, "Well, we were talking about Paige and Perry. You know, it's like Paige just wants to be so perfect. I mean, like, are we getting the real, real? Are we getting the real, real?"
Yeah, the real, real. And Hannah's like, "Well, Paige just puts on a facade. And even though I'm really close with her, sometimes she just puts on a facade. Anyway, I'm ratchet, tennis, drinking."
Cut to Paige being held up to do a keg stand. So funny.
I know. And then there's like this random shot of her eating, I guess, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. She's like slouched over, drunk on a chair. And then just this like jelly just like plops out of the sandwich onto her top. And she looks at it like, "Ew." I just Lindsay'd myself. Because the reason why they had to show that is because then the rest of the episode, she has like a little jelly stain on her top. And at one point they even zoom in on the jelly stain. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Jelly shaming.
Yeah, jelly shame. So then Paige is talking to Jules, and Jules like, "Honestly, I'm like obsessed with you." So Paige is like, "I don't know if we're hammered or if I really like legit love you." She's like, "No, I legit love you.
And then Jules like, "Hannah, if you didn't know, Paige and I are basically dating, and I'm gonna call myself Hannah now because I'm the new Hannah now, bitch."
Yeah, and they also kissed. Skipped over that part.
Oh, sorry.
Don't even care what?
Well, you're the one who skipped over the turkey vulture.
That's true. So Jules, so then Hannah's like, "Oh, okay, taking her." She just grabs
pulls her away.
Paige and pulls her away, and Jules is left there with the saddest face.
I know, because Hannah's like, her face at first is like, "Ew, this is stupid," and then she just pulls Paige away, like, "No, we'll not let you let that happen." So then she's like, "So can you tell me about brunch? What happened?" And she was like, "Oh, so I heard that you went to brunch and they feel like you put on a perfect facade and they just want to get to know you like differently and stuff. And like, you know, it's fine. Like, if there's an issue with Perry, that's fine. Like, I heard about the clock. We're all sad about that. You know, it's okay to let it out."
Yeah, they said that I didn't have an answer for everything, but like they asked me questions and I knew the answer. So
so she's like, "Well, I'm dating a guy who's older and like I'm still young. So like I want to be with my friends, but then I have an older guy and like, I mean, like he knows what he wants, but like I don't even know if I know what I want. Oh my God, I've got jelly on my shirt." No.
The point is that like I have a jelly stain. Okay. Like I really was not ready for this jelly. For years and years, we want to know the answer. Here's the answer. I was not ready for the jelly.
I really don't think I'm ready for this jelly. And I was right. That's the answer to that question.
And I knew I wasn't ready for the jelly. I told people I wasn't ready for the jelly. And they still gave me the jelly. And guess what? I wasn't ready for the jelly.
So I need your help in this conversation. So Lindsay and Carl.
Yes. I wrote it all down.
Lindsay goes, "Is that straw rubber? Like, where'd you get the straw?" And I wrote down, "We're about to save the dolphins. We're all saving the dolphins. Should we catch up?" Was that what he said?
Well, I didn't hear the dolphin part because I think I was still laughing at Lindsay's intellectual curiosity on display. "Are any of the straw? Is this a rubber straw?" It's like, should we just hey, you want to go catch up? Let's catch up. So they go to like a corner of the yard and they put down a picnic blanket as if they're like, you know, in the middle of, you know, Paris, but they're just like near where someone's puking after a beer bong. And they're like having a little picnic. And oh my God, look at this leaf. Cause there's like a leaf on her toe. Look at this leaf, Carl. Oh yeah. Leave me alone. Oh, Carl.
Oh God.
So she's like 2 weeks ago is when shit sort of like came up. And I've had a lot of time to think about it and process it. And, like, I need to know genuinely, is it real or not? Not. Is it real or not? Not.
And he's like, it's real.
He was like, I told Aunt Rhonda that you fingered me. So, is this real?
Trace at Migos. Yeah. So, it is real. But, like, at the same time, like, I'm afraid you don't like me.
She's like, throw the fear of rejection out the door because I like you, girl. I like you, girl. I like you, girl.
I like you.
Want to go on a date?
Yeah, let's do a date. I like that I just had Carl agree with himself. You want to go on a date? Yeah.
I will date you, Carl.
I will date you, Carl. Bring the leaf.
Bring Carl 1.0, Carl 2.0, and Carl 3.0. We'll have a threesome, bro.
So then Lindsay kisses him, and he goes, oh, that feels good.
Yeah.
And then she bends over to do that thing where she's like, yeah, I'm in a bikini, so I'm going to show my goods. Like, she bends over and sticks her ass out, and then you just see the tan lines on her thong. So hilarious. The show's so funny.
Oh, my God. So hilarious.
And that brings us to the end of Summer House.
Well, the good news is not only are we obsessed with this show, but we are going to be doing this almost a week from today in Omaha, Nebraska. I'm actually excited. I've heard Omaha is very, very cool. Everyone I say that we're going to Omaha, they're like, oh, that place is actually really cool. So we are really excited to go to a really cool place and recap Summer House. And the night before, we'll be in Lawrence fucking Kansas recapping Real Housewives of New Jersey. So that's going to be an awesome back-to-back experience. Go to watchercrappins.com to get tickets for that. And then we'll be back on Monday with our usual, you know, Real Housewives of Atlanta, Shaw's. We got a whole week of recaps coming up. So until then, talk to you all later.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.